In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Mike is in Garden City. What's up, Mike?
Hey, fellas. Loving the program so far. Hope you've had an excellent morning.
Thanks,
I do have a slight problem with what BT said in the show open about the Mets core and that team needing Juan Soto to be that guy for them because
yes.
Francisco Lindor, as good as he is currently not that guy.
Not like Soto, he's not.
That's totally fair, but I think as far as comparisons go, I think the argument is there that the Mets' current foundation of position players is stronger than the Yankees, and the Yankees are in desperate need to re-sign this man because they desperately need, quote-unquote, that guy, especially when their MVP
they already have that guy.
Into thin air.
His name is Judge. That guy it resides in the Bronx, and he's going to be in Monument Park someday. That guy's there.
Out of curiosity, though, where was he in October? Because
he's dropping pop-ups and going. maybe he was touring Monument Park. His head certainly wasn't on the diamond. He was awful in October.
I love the way you said that. Out of curiosity, was he?
That was pretty funny delivery there.
That was good.
By the caller of the day. All right, we'll finish up here on the phones real quick because we've been talking about it going into this stretch at home here for the Knicks. We didn't mention it all today. We'll maybe do more on them as the week goes on. But we had those five games starting with the win in Philadelphia, said minimum 4-1. They had the heartbreaking loss to Chicago after coming back, digging themselves out of the 20-point deficit, whatever it was.
Yep.
But they lost that at the buzzer off the Brunson miss. Beat the Nets by the skin of their teeth the first night, took care of the Nets with ease the second game, and then mopped the floor with Washington last night, 4-1. Where are you at with the Knicks?
I like the fact that they jumped on them last night and just smothered them very early. That's the sign of a team that's focused and starting to gain that gel that we talked about when I was a little concerned with how they looked to start the year. And you mentioned that Chicago game and Brunson shot halfway down. Also, kind of a phantom foul with Josh Hart giving Kobe White three free throws behind the line. Listen, the Knicks are beating teams they're supposed to beat, and I'm enjoying it. You know, the other night, Carl Anthony Towns didn't play. I think that was the first Nets game, if I have that right. There's so many games already with the football and everything looped in. But they are, and they still don't have McBride, so their main depth and talent piece off the bench is not there. The Knicks are going to be really good. My only question was, where's the gel and where's the heart? And in that spirited comeback, even campaign was involved in that. I remember saying to Sal the next day, I'm like, it's the first time it kind of felt like a year ago a little bit.
Oddly enough, the one loss of the last five games, but that's the one you saw it.
And the starters were on the bench when they were coming back when they were down by 17 or they had that 19-point run. I think they were down by 22. Listen, big picture, I know they're going to be top four. You know, are they the Celtics? No. And right now, they're not even the Cavaliers. They're playing tonight. The Cavaliers are 15-0.
Yeah.
15-0.
Knicks right now, the four spot, 8-6 in the Eastern Conference.
Yep.
Behind Cleveland, 15-0, Boston, 11-3, the Magic, 9-6. So,
and a lot of trash behind them, so I'm not worried about that
but
stuff.
But I do think some of the question marks that a lot of people say, oh, the depth of the chemistry, the depth with campaign, with getting healthier now, even starting to see other guys, I know Hawk Porty, when he had to play, has given some good minutes. Even Jericho Sims been given some better minutes as of late. I know you don't love him, but still, you know what I loved about last night? That Tibbs did lay off the gas, specifically with Carl Anthony Towns. Like, there were not a lot of minutes. Bridges played, 35 minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
Outside of that, the starters got some rest.
29, 30 minutes for everybody.
Yeah, in a game it was garbage time in the third quarter. Yeah, but he's got to evolve to that
point. I agree.
Especially with this group in particular.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was fun.
And now a tough road trip coming up.
Five games. I think the only easy one there potentially is the Jazz. They're at Utah, which I think Utah's like 3-9, whatever they are.
At Phoenix Wednesday.
Charlotte, I think, as well.
At Phoenix, at Utah, at Denver, at Dallas, at Charlotte. That takes us through next Friday.
Jeez.
So you get a long trip here. Yeah,
when is the Dallas game? I'm going to be there for Thanksgiving. When is that?
Ooh, November 27th.
What night?
Wednesday night. You're not going in Wednesday night?
I think I'm getting in Wednesday night.
You got to go to that game, 7:30.
Well, I mean, I got to work. I got to do the show here.
Yeah, but if you leave right after, what time are you planning on getting there?
It's already booked. Can't change
it. What time's
the
flight?
It's only an hour time difference. So
what time is your flight here?
I guess see what my wife booked. I don't know.
Yeah, your wife booked?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What?
It's like an assistant almost.
No.
Like secretary almost.
I mean, no, definitely not. But she's good with that. I don't have patience for that. And she, you know, if you have to get miles and she can tap it, go ahead, honey. I trust her. She's great with that logistically.
Yeah. I'm the one doing all the booking in my house. When
you, are you?
Yeah. And last night I got a call on my way home. We were talking about it. You know, like a long day at work, two different jobs. I just want to get home, eat, throw on the game. And I was like, oh. I forgot, when you get home, I have to go out. I'm like, for what? It's like, it's Monday night. Oh, Sammy's teacher said she needs watercolors for tomorrow. I'm like, what? They let you know Monday that you need something for Tuesday? She goes, no, they actually said it on Friday, but I forgot to do it over the weekend.
Okay.
I'm like, come on. I'll do it. I'm out anyway. I might as well do it.
All right. Now, be honest with us. What, when you hear this, and I know it's annoying because we went through this with the purse versus the pocketbook the other day and how my wife misplaces her phone 3,000 times. Can you call my phone? Yeah. I know it's annoying, all right? But what is your first reaction? Like, it's not, what you just do on the air.
When she said it was for Sammy, then I said, okay, I'll go get it. I'm out anyway. I was literally on my drive home. I'll stop at Target or whatever, pick it up. Yeah. I got to get the dog food anyway that I didn't get over the weekend. Maybe I'll get that and just get everything in one stop and go home. Even though it cost me a half hour, push dinner back a little bit, which my wife had ready.
Dinner was waiting?
Oh, okay. I think she
got the hint there the other night.
It's a motivation. Like, if I'm like, she's like, why do you want to go get it? I'm like, I'll just get it. Like, I'm out already. There's no need for you to do it.
Yeah.
She knew, like, oh, okay, what do you want ready? And I'm like, all right. I scratch your back. You scratch mine.
That should work. That usually does. I hear you.
And maybe like cuddling. And then, you know. PT salad. Tony's in the Bronx. What's up, Tony?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Tony.
Listen, what a great show as always.
Thanks.
I just wanted to drop in quickly on this Soto thing. You know, BT, you're probably right. I hope you're not, when you said that if they do get Soto, they might not do much in other areas where we need a lot of help. But at the end of the season, I said, and I told you both that, you know, I think Hal got a taste of the World Series and going deep in the playoffs. And I think that motivated him to get into this. Now, here's another thing that we talked about, and it's being overlooked a lot, is that, I mean, Yankee law does stand for something. It means something, Sal. I know you're going to get upset, but I think that Soto may forget about that $50 million extra just to get on with the Yankees again.
Why?
So that's just my thought. I think they're going to resign him. That's what I'm saying.
All right, thank you for the call, Tony. I want to get some others in here, which is why I let you go. Yankee law may mean something to you. It may mean something to other fans, other players. It may not mean anything to Juan Soto.
I agree with that. We don't know what it means. It might mean very little.
Hey, look, just because I think Soto's going to go to the Mets for more money, it doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen. Let's say the hypothetical that we put out there before, BT, the Mets offer 14 years for $700, the Yankees offer 13 for $650. Maybe Juan Soto says, you know what, I'd rather be a Yankee. Like, that is possible here. I don't believe it's going to happen, but it is possible. Maybe he does. Aaron Judge took less to be a part of the Yankees.
Yeah.
Different circumstance, but he still did. So maybe it does mean something.
Yeah, and I think Garrett Cole took less, right? Because the Dodgers were coming out there with a crazy offer back in the day.
He wanted to be a Yankee.
We saw the picture as a kid. Yeah.
Now, most of the players that the Yankees used to get in free agency was not because of the Yankee lore. It was because they gave the most money. How many times have the Yankees gotten free agents without giving the most money? Again, Judge is a rare example of where he gave them a minimal but hometown discount to remain a Yankee. How many free agents have the Yankees gotten over the years?
At a reduced rate? I don't know that there's really any. No, I mean, think about that. Like, just randomly, Giambi took pretty much every penny. Yeah, did Rodon have a lengthier or more lucrative offer?
Maybe, whether
it's AAV. I don't know for sure. I don't know. We kind of wish he did.
Yeah, exactly right.
I wish he took it.
Steve is in Crown Heights. What's up, Steve?
Hi, guys. Great show. Joe Douglas failed at the two most important things, head coach and franchise quarterback. So, that's just the way it is.
Steve, let me ask you a question, Steve. Is it easier to say, and by the way, I don't think that you're wrong, but I'm just having a conversation. Is it easier to say he failed with the head coach because he failed at the quarterback spot, which made the head coach fail?
The two are intertwined. That's for sure. I mean, which is which, the chicken or the egg, I guess.
I hear you.
And either way, it's broken eggs with them, and thank you for the call. Where I understand why you're saying that, BT, I would evaluate each individually, and I think the Jets, Joe Douglas put both his new head coach and his new quarterback in a position to fail. And guess what they did? They failed, and they failed miserably. For the structure, for the setup that he had, that was criminal. And that's ultimately what led to his firing, because if he hit on the head coach or the quarterback, maybe we wouldn't be sitting here talking about Joe Douglas getting fired today. But he missed on those guys. Then he had to go chase Aaron Rodgers, and that was a miss last year because he got hurt, this year because just ineffectiveness overall. What, he had no choice?
Well, you left out Becton, which is why you got to go out and get Tyron Smith, I mean, who's hurt and pretty much useless, even though he's been a Hall of Famer. Oh, what a surprise. Did all his work somebody else.
Yeah, you're right about Becton. I know you brought him up earlier, but that's just as big of a miss. Maybe not as the quarterback, but that was a bad miss.
I
mean, for Joe Douglas.
I can't exonerate him because there's other things that are too bad that go against his resume. The one thing about Mekhi Becton early on, Jet fans, you remember this, he was mowing people down. Yeah. Then he got hurt, put on weight, never the same. But, like, he identified a hell of a player, just didn't work out.
All right, that does it for us. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove and Hop as well. Back at it tomorrow, 10 a.m. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
He loves it here, and him and Judge are banging.